This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the same sensation, but now on Fridays.
Sorry, I was carefully crafting a text that's complicated.
Did you nail it?
I think so. There's no harm in me reading this on the air. I'm telling some friends who have got plans later. I may swing by the Sporto later. That's the Sportsman's. May swing by Sporto for a minute right after work. 11-day power play thing, and my barber, whose real name is Oral Roberts, sings in a reggae band with Marty Peters. Yeah, I think I nailed that. That's everything. Seriously, the dude's name is Oral Roberts.
Which I love.
Yeah,
you have to love that.
He is my barber. And he also, I helped him, I sort of was a conduit to him meeting this Marty Peters, who's a regular at the Sporto and a lot of other places. Oral was looking to put a reggae band together a few years ago, and I helped connect him with Marty. Anyway, there is a fundraiser for the 11-day power play tonight at the Sportsman's Tavern on Amherst Street in Black Rock.
And you will be there.
I am going to head there from here. Yes.
Well, it's not time to leave yet.
No.
It's time for reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric.
Steelers!
Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com.
Sorry, I'm really in a hurry to get to the Sportsman's. No, I'm kidding.
This is going to take the usual amount of time.
Yes, that's how it works.
Yeah. No matter what you say. 16. I'm tempted to say the Colts. I'm just so sad for the Colts, really. Just that's really not how I feel, but what a bummer it would be.
Let's put the Colts here.
Okay.
I'm already putting the Colts here. They don't have to be any better, if not even significantly worse than the Steelers.
Well, there is the Browns, though.
No.
But
yeah.
The Colts and the Browns could both be in the mix for the next year's quarterback class.
Yep.
In fact, I would think they would be.
The Steelers should be, too.
And the Steelers, too.
Somebody's got to help them find religion, by God.
I think the way I do this, I mean, the Steelers are always a team that I want to put at the top, which means, like, as terrible, because, you know, like talking to Andrew last time, same thing. What's the point of 9 wins? Like, what are you getting out of that? And the thing you can't know is, well, you don't know that they'll lose in the playoffs. You are playing to win, and that they've been in the playoffs. You don't know that they will lose. That's right. They have lost badly to teams that they're not, you know, they're overmatched by, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, in that game for kind of years running now. So I'm not looking for necessarily the worst team. I'd rather be other teams than a team like that.
Teams that know they're bad.
Teams that know they're bad and
act like it.
You know, just going to play it out.
Yeah.
And that's Indianapolis, I think, with Daniel Jones, is going to be like Pittsburgh, where in the AFC South, where they'll win 6 or 7 and draft 9th. And, you know, yep. Congrats, right? That's not ideal.
No.
I'm not sure they can be much better than that without a lot of luck.
I'm all right with them at 16.
Okay.
Just to, you know what? Just keep, we need clicks. You keep it fresh. Can't be the same thing. Zach's going to send the tweet out. Like, we got to change it up.
Colts fans are going to be irate, though.
All of them.
Oh, furious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Mel Kiper approach with the mock drafts. Just never make sure they're never the same, you know? Got to do something. You got to make something, you know, worth talking about. There it is. You're right in the room with us now. Behind the curtain. 15. Cleveland.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Sounding like Flacco so far.
I hope that goes terribly. I was going to say, I hope that goes well. I don't. I hope it goes really, really, really badly.
You want them to beat Cincinnati in week 1, though, you said.
Oh, that's right.
And then they play Baltimore.
I get them. Oh.
Hey, we did.
Go Flacco.
We did New England's schedule yesterday. Here's Cleveland's start. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's really something.
That's the Giants too, right? But the Giants have the league's hardest schedule.
Yeah.
And when do they put in their rookie? And that can be said of Cleveland as well.
Yeah.
Bills at Browns in week 16, by the way. They'll be to a rookie by then.
That is a tough, tough start. Yeah.
14.
I'll go Pittsburgh here.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
I do. I hope our audience knows if they've ever thought about it. I love Andrew. He started here as a kid out of college. He was the one who walked in on President's Day one year and said we should draft presidents, and that spawned a whole cottage industry of us drafting things. So I really think highly of him. Professionally and personally, I like him a lot too. Yeah. I hope they never figure it out. They've had so much for so long. I mean, the baseball team's been a horror show for a long time now, since the 90s.
They've really had their years, though.
Right? But the Penguins, the Steelers, settle in. All right? Like, they've not blown it up yet with Crosby. They've missed now 3 years in a row, is it?
Yes.
I don't think I don't think that's going to get any better anytime soon. So they could be embarking on a hike here that could take a while. They have to send for help. And the Steelers have never been really, really bad. But no. I'll settle for them just being, you know, a little better than the drought Bills. The playoff drought Bills. Thanks for coming. You're not going to win anything, but, you know, you do get a door prize.
In the hunt.
I just hope that keeps going. For, I don't know, give me 10 years. Give me 10 years.
10 years feels good.
We looked it up the other day. Their worst record in 50 years is 5-11. One time.
See, and right. that's got to stop. Like that has to be broken. That has to be broken.
I'm totally here for it.
This is no shot on Andrew either, but every time he's on the station, I may have a moment where I'm like, it's still Pittsburgh sports. Like, they'll figure it out. He talks, I'm like, they may not. Like, I always feel way worse about Pittsburgh sports when I hear them.
13. Jets.
Sure. Yep. Just not expecting the any kind of ceiling from Justin Fields. And I mean, the whole thing is starting over. I don't know that they're expecting much of a ceiling from Justin. I mean, they signed him, but that feels like placeholder. Let's win 4 games and, you know, get our guy next year.
The Bills will see him in week 2. They open with Pittsburgh at home, which would be fun if Rodgers is actually going to play for the Steelers at the Jets in week 1. 12.
Tennessee.
Okay.
This is quite a run for them.
I mean, from first overall to fifth worst in the reverse AFC power rankings.
They should be proud. Notify their fans.
I'm hearing more than I'm not about Cam Ward that he's promising. Not based on practices, just like I've heard maybe 70-30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it started as, well, he's not on the level of last year's guys. Like, that's how you walked in to the Cam Ward conversation. You sort of, your first time hearing about him was he's not great for a first overall pick. But more and more people sound like they can buy the idea of Cam Ward.
This should be a good time of the year for him. Not based at all on how, you know, how he's throwing the ball to Treylon Burks, by the way. Did you see Treylon Burks?
Mm-hmm. Looks big.
That ballooned a little. This is a Kelvin Benjamin thing happening there. Like, I don't know. Anyway, what I mean by that is Ward, even coming into the draft, was not at all hard to buy as a guy who was going to do all the right things and say all the right things and just check all the intangible boxes. Coach's dream, good on the whiteboard, like understands it all, just really good mind for the position. And at this time of the year, you got a guy like that and knows how to say the right thing when he's asked to talk. I think it's not surprising to hear that people are sort of getting elevated opinions of him at this time of the year. That's not saying like he won't produce on the field, but it's just a good time of the year for a guy that reads like him on paper.
You know who is getting high praise so far is Milroe in Seattle.
Oh, what do you know?
Coach had a couple of sentences about how spectacular he was as a runner in their practice and just everything about him is aces, I guess, when it comes to
all the stuff I just said about Ward. Absolutely with Milroe. Yeah, the question was, just erratic with the ball when he throws. So maybe you can fix that.
I'm dabbling in Jalen Milroe in best ball.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I mean, it's a zero for at least half the season, right?
Sure.
But if I can drag that team to the playoffs and he goes in, their fantasy playoff games are against Indianapolis at home, the Rams, and Carolina. If I get Jalen Milroe on the field for those three games,
how bad or good is their offensive line supposed to be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard great.
Okay. Because Darnold, I think, needs a lot of help.
Yeah, right.
Right. So if that's a way that could go badly pretty quickly. And I don't know, that could be good. It might be good for your fantasy team. It might be bad if they got to put Milroe in too soon. I think you draft that guy where you drafted him, hoping to really redshirt at least a year, maybe more, just to work, just to really go to the lab with him and work on all the mechanics. But Darnold, if he doesn't get protected, that could go sideways real fast.
11. Dolphins?
Where are some teams? Yeah. Yeah, I think I need the Dolphins here.
Okay. 10.
Raiders.
Jacksonville.
Raiders.
I'm excited about the Raiders. I will be looking for, as we speak, more than 3 months away. I believe it's exactly 100 days away from the first Sunday of the NFL season.
Aha. Right.
I will be looking for pressures on you already. Channel 4, you heard it here first. Raiders Patriots, week 1, 1:00, CBS. The Bills are at night. Let's find that game. There might be a better one. Not here to compare right now. I don't want to watch, you know, certain teams. Raiders Patriots. Oh, Pittsburgh and the Jets would be the game, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be Nance and Romo. Why don't we do that? Let's assign broadcast crews to week 1 games. Nance and Romo, Pittsburgh at the Jets.
Do you want to do that right now?
No,
and
we can't
the rest of reverse AFC power rankings?
We've never failed to complete reverse AFC power rankings.
We can't have that. No.
But I would like to sort of play that out. 9, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
What's the hesitation here for?
Because I ever since I heard the kind of wacky coach talking about the offense running through Brian Thomas Jr. and they traded for Travis Hunter, I think, okay, maybe that's really going to work. Like, and I'm not the fantasy guy, but I'm seduced by three talented players. I'm counting the quarterback.
You're not even counting Bashel Tootin, who's the running back I wanted for the Bills.
I feel good about them because of that. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably over.
It's still Jacksonville.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Eight.
Chargers.
Houston.
Houston, yeah. Seven.
I'm going to say Chargers.
I'm going to say New England.
We didn't say New England yet.
No, we have not said New England yet.
I forgot about New England.
That's the Stephon Diggs boat bump. New England.
A playoff seed here, New England. Well, that's what we talked about earlier with Sam. I made that bet. Plus 155, New England to make the playoffs. Six. Chargers.
Sure, yeah. I can't believe I forgot about New England.
Speaking of the betting lines, the Chargers have, I never know how to say it. It's the word I think is shorter odds, like more of a favorite to make the playoffs than Denver is. Not by much, but I was curious to see that this mm-hmm. morning when I looked at everybody's numbers. The market's giving the Chargers, they give the Chargers the nod here over the Broncos on this list. Which, of course, means they'd be below because it's reverse. Five.
Huh?
Denver.
Sure. Yep.
Four.
Cincinnati.
On a tier of its own, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Chiefs.
Also from the betting odds, the Chiefs are the third choice in the AFC to win the Super Bowl. Which, you know, you might think is interesting. Other years, well, it's kind of gone back and forth. But right, it's not by much either. But right mm-hmm. now, the Bills and Ravens, it's the Ravens up top. It probably varies book to book. It's all very close. But the Chiefs at BetMGM this morning were third of the three. Two.
I'm going to say Ravens.
Okay. Me too. Fine. Bills won.
I like this Elijah Moore. I don't know. I'm just looking for science. I like talking to Sal about Elijah Moore this week. Maybe that could be really good.
Elijah Moore or DeAndre Hopkins?
Where's Hopkins again?
Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the Bills don't have a need for DeAndre Hopkins. The Ravens might.
Yeah.
Just another underneath... Probably at this point, slower possession guy. The Bills don't have a need for that. Like, Baltimore might.
They're not, are they? What is their, it's Flowers, you've got the tight ends, is Black,
Bateman.
Bateman, yeah, okay.
Bateman came on. Like, he had a touchdown in the Bills game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So did Likely, maybe, right? In that game. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, then I think from a, like, if you're picking fantasy production, I feel like Hopkins is a safer pick than Moore.
But Hopkins is not a great pick.
No.
I mean, he is like a last round pick in drafts, very late. Because, I mean, also that's tilted toward the late season stuff, that format necessarily. But still, like, what are we expecting from DeAndre Hopkins in Baltimore? 600 yards? Maybe.
Yeah.
Five, six touchdowns.
I think if I were in a fantasy draft right now, which
you're not?
Thank Christ, I'm not. I think I would, and I would face with this dilemma. So my last pick, I think I would, I'm a Bills fan. I would take Elijah Moore. Cause what am I? It's like Survivor. I'm trying to beat you. I'm going to do this and hope that smashes in a way that nobody saw coming. Like Hopkins. I think the ceiling for Hopkins is what you just said. And I'm not super bullish on Moore smashing that, but I think there's more of a chance that he could go off than Hopkins would, I guess, if that makes sense.
ADP,
it's a better long shot, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Underdog ADP, Elijah Moore, 215, which I think might be like the very last pick of the draft, right at the very bottom. Yeah, you're doing that based on like, who's your quarterback? You know, you try to find an extra receiver on whoever your quarterback is. So if you have Allen, sure.
Or Lamar.
For Hopkins?
For Hopkins, sure, right. Although he's not the last pick, is he?
No, his ADP is 178, so three rounds earlier, round 15, maybe. Paul Hamilton next. Jarmo Kekalainen, new to the Sabres front office. We'll discuss it after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Turns out they did win that night.
Of course
easy for me to say. I mean, it's over. Predicting is easy after the game. Very easy. Paul Hamilton along on the Westher Hotline. The Sabres make a pretty significant addition to their front office. Jarmo Kekalainen, late of Columbus. Hi, Paul. How do you think the Sabres scored here for credibility? That was so often the word in our conversations for the idea of a move like this.
No, I think they did very well with it. I mean, this is a guy that has done different things in organizations. He's been a general manager for a long time, you know, with the Columbus Blue Jackets, 2013 through 2024. But also, before that, he was a director of player personnel in Ottawa. He was assistant GM and director of amateur scouting in St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lewis. He was a GM in Finland with Jokerit. He's done different things in the position, so he knows what goes on in the front office. He knows what goes on in a hockey department. And so, you know, I think, you know, he does have credibility that way and, you know, will be listened to, because that's one of the things Terry Pegula said, is this is just isn't going to be a hire, you know, back when they started looking for it, that, you know, well, the guy's around if you need him. It's this guy will be heard. This guy will be listened to. So, and he should be. The only thing I would say is, you know, it's a little late. I mean, when you hire a general manager who's never been a general manager before, I think this might have been, now not with this man because he had a job at the time,
right?
But this might have been a good idea at that time to bring somebody in of this nature to be able to be with Kevin Adams right from the start, since he had never been a general manager in the NHL before.
Yeah, I'm impressed, Paul. And I have to admit, Mike and I talked this through at the very front end of our show today. You know, I'm coming from a place where I just did not expect them to land someone whose name I would go, oh, you know, I mean, I know Columbus hasn't won anything. So, you know, it's not like they're hiring someone who's got a closet full of cups and rings and banners. All right. But there is credibility here. And I like the fact that he worked in the market he worked in because of where the Sabres are. Like he had to deal with Columbus, and like Columbus is not like a destination in the NHL, but he got Johnny Gaudreau to go there. And that's pretty amazing still that happened. So I feel like this will be a hire that gets the attention of the league to some extent, and people go like, hey, the Sabres did a thing. Like, look at that. So, you know, I know it doesn't score. It's not off the charts, but I'm coming from a place where I wasn't expecting them to really fill this spot, honestly.
The man has knowledge. I mean, it's as simple as that. He's done a lot of what goes on in a hockey department. And he's not afraid to be bold. I mean, think back to when Johnny Gaudreau was a free agent. The Columbus Blue Jackets were never mentioned. I mean, there were clubs that were mentioned that they thought he was going to go to. It wasn't the Columbus Blue Jackets, and next thing you know, all of a sudden, Johnny Gaudreau signs with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I thought we were being punked or something. What?
Right.
You know, is that right? Did somebody get this wrong? You know, wrong type of a thing. So he's not afraid to do that. I remember back in 2016 when he drafted Pierre-Luc Dubois, a third overall. There was actually a gasp on the floor of the draft. It would be one. What? You know, it was like, now maybe when you look at that draft, Matthew Tkachuk went sixth overall. I mean, Clayton Keller went seventh. Alex Nylander went eighth. That was a good one. But, you know, Charlie McAvoy went 14th. So, I mean, looking back, we can always say, well, whatever. But at that time, people thought, wow, he took him third overall. Wow. And there was like a gasp on the floor. So he's not afraid to go big. He's not afraid to try things or you know, make a splash type of a move because he's done it before. And, you know, that can be helpful. And Kevin Adams isn't afraid, like when we're talking about guys to bring to the Buffalo Sabres this year. Well, you know, my number one priority would be Ekblad. Now, I understand I'm throwing these names out here. It's going to be tough to bring any of them in here when you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I understand that. But that doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean you don't try. And, you know, so, all right, Ekblad, when you look at it, say, why would he come here? I understand that conversation, but why wouldn't you call and find out? Why wouldn't you call and overpay that man? Because to me, when we're talking about a partner for Owen Power, right there, exactly what I've been talking about for how long. And if I have to overpay to get him, so what? The salary cap's going up each of the next couple of years. So, you know, I'm not really all that concerned about that. And here's a man that has done things like that, pulled off what nobody thought was what could happen. So, you know, he can maybe help put together some type of an offer that would put the Sabres over the top when, you know, when we're all thinking it's unlikely that it could ever happen type of a scenario.
Well, you've said it all here, but I just wanted to continue it with like that particular trait or strategy from Kekalainen might be his biggest challenge or his biggest hurdle. with the Sabres because they can want what they want. We've been dealing with this forever about, you know, making moves goes back, you know, decades even with the franchise. Will he be able to spur them, Adams, into, you know, some significant changes?
And, you know, Adams, he, you know, I know the palm tree thing, but the premise of what he was saying wasn't wrong. It's just the basic premise should have been you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. Why would players come here? There's no reason to come here because, I mean, there's the other stuff I suppose is a little bit, but it's the main thing is you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years as an organization. Why would somebody want to come here? So, but my criticism has always been, I understand that's a problem. I understand that you need a trade partner. I understand all that, but it's still your job to get it done. I know it's hard, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to get it done if you're a good general manager. And that basically, because I've liked some of the moves. I liked the trade for McLeod.
Yeah.
I liked, you know, bringing in...
Malenstein's another one from last year.
Yeah, Zucker turned out to be... I was, you know, when they made that move, I'm like, all right, whatever. I wasn't for it. I wasn't against it. It was just a whatever move. Well, I came to think it was quite a bit more than whatever, you know, that they did. So it hasn't been all bad, but it hasn't been the big move, you know? And that's the one that he has to be able to finish. Yeah, you tried, but you didn't get it done. You know, as he said, well, we had guys that we were targeting, but then they didn't wind up being traded. Now, one of them wound up being traded during the season. But still, you know, well, still, that's fine. I understand all that, but still your job to get it done.
Right. Paul, do you have any sense at this point, A, will there be like a media availability with Kekalainen? And with that said, do you think if we do hear from him, you know, to announce his arrival, that might be it for a long time? Because senior advisor is not someone that I expect to be sitting at a podium answering questions.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it either, but you just never know. You know, organizations are different, the way they handle things. And so maybe, maybe not. I really don't have an answer for that. I just, you know, however they feel like they want to handle it. I know Kevin Adams, as things have gone on and he's been criticized more and more, has not been a real happy camper with the media. If you get him to say hello as you walk by him in the hall, you're lucky. He usually just puts his head down and wanders by you. You know, he's just so, I don't know. I just don't know how that would go or if that's going to happen or, and you know, anything like that.
I mean, that one infamous example notwithstanding, I've said every time, I think Adams has a pretty good way at press conferences. Maybe he's not enjoying it, but I kind of believe him when he's talking at press conferences. Maybe that's part of how we got into trouble. Even Paul is saying here, like, he wasn't really wrong. So I kind of think the Sabres, the more they can do, the better. I think somebody might say different because they've been down so bad that maybe they don't see it as plus EV to do more media.
Well, almost, but, yeah, it almost feels a little bit to me like anything they do, someone is going to be like, oh, you got to have a news conference and announce your senior advisor. What amateur hour? You know, like any fan that's right, burdened by this playoff drought could do that. I thought there's been a little thing percolating during the tail end of the season about not commemorating or recognizing the Stanley Cup team 50 years ago this year. And the whole time, every time I've come across that, I've started to respond and get into the conversation and I just bail out. But I feel like anything like that, as much as it's warranted, it's a great anniversary and it's a great memory, but you know, you got to celebrate stuff from 50 years ago is not maybe the best look for them right now, you know?
Yeah, and Kevin Adams' last two press conferences have been fine. They've been informative. He hasn't lost his cool or his temper. He's been cordial in answering questions, patient in answering questions. You know, the trade deadline at the end of the season. It was the two before that he had problems. He was getting angry. He didn't like being criticized by media, which made him angrier. And then, you know, he started being sarcastic, and he didn't come off very well for two press conferences. But, you know, he's gotten past that and gotten himself under control. And I would say his last two have been perfectly fine. I have no problem. And I agree with Mike. For the most part, I don't think we get lied to by Kevin Adams. I mean, it's pro sports. I understand we get lied to at some point.
By everybody.
Exactly. I get it. You know, but for the most part, I don't think he stands up there and lies to us or whatever. Could I say he's never lied to us? Well, that's probably not true. As I said, this is pro sports. But I don't think he makes a habit of it. I think he comes up and says his piece. And if there's something he doesn't want to get into, then he just doesn't get into it.
As was covered here quickly before you go, Paul, you don't make predictions. Edmonton-Dallas was the second NHL series ever to go five games or more, with every game decided by at least three goals. That's how that went. There were no close games on the scoreboard. I mean, what, game four was 2-1 pretty late.
Right.
That's
so
how it was,
disappointed.
Though.
I was hoping for so much more from that series.
And yeah, me too.
But when the guy who looked like he was Wayne Gretzky for how long all of a sudden started looking like he was Tyson Jost for the last eight games, he was Dallas's best player. Yep. He was one of the reasons why Dallas had improved, because Edmonton has improved from last year. And I thought with him, Dallas had improved also. I was looking for a really great series, probably a seven-game series, and we just didn't get it. Edmonton-Vegas only turned out to be a five-game series. Carolina-Washington only turned out to be a five-game series when Washington had such a great regular season.
Yeah.
But, you know, not that. But this Dallas-Edmonton series was just a really huge disappointment to me.
Yeah, Edmonton, since they got blown out in Game 1 against L.A. in the first round, is like they have just beaten the doors off of everybody. They even beat Dallas. I thought they were the better team in Game 1, which they lost on those three power play goals in like 6 minutes of the third period. And then Dallas like ended up pulling away at the end. But they were the better team in that Game 2 up to that point.
Yeah, for 40 minutes.
They were. So, I mean, they look – this final should be – I mean, I hope we don't get another version of Dallas-Edmonton here, because this final looks like it should be fantastic here, Paul.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I mean, I can't tell you or not even going to attempt to tell you who's going to win it, but I wouldn't be shocked if it went seven games. Of course, I said the same thing with Dallas-Edmonton, and it went five. So, but I'm hoping it goes seven, because – and now here we sit. We don't get hockey till Wednesday. That I don't like that either. I mean, we've been having hockey all through the playoffs, and now we sit here, and I am really cranky, boys, because we have Yankees-Dodgers today, and I got to have Apple TV. Can you imagine me trying to figure out how to get Apple TV?
All right, we got to go, Paul.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Watch tomorrow's game.
You could finish your show trying to explain that one to me.
Paul, thanks. Enjoy your weekend nonetheless.
Take care, guys.
It's Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His appearance is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Back after this, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Almost 3 hours in and not a word about Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap. Until now, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There, I said it. I don't really know what to say about it.
I think
it's funny that it exists.
I think it probably smells nice.
Bathwater soap.
It probably smells nice.
I don't think there's a person I've ever heard of or known of whose name in front of bathwater would really appeal to me.
You make the right answer. You make a good point.
Whoever you want for this, I don't know if I need the bathwater soap. I think I'm going to pass on that. Loved seeing this, too, that Buffalo ranked first in the nation for watching the Premier League.
I love it.
How about that? Let's get Rebecca Lowe over here.
We should talk about it more. I'm so happy to hear that news.
Let's get the two Robbies over. Let's get Tim Howard, all of them. Let's get Buffalo in the rotation for one of these visits to the States.
Let's go.
If they do.
Yep. I loved hearing
number
that.
One in the. It looked like hockey ratings. There was West Palm. Yeah. There was Providence.
Right.
And there we were, right on top. Love to see that.
Way to go, soccer.
We covered a few different sports with Sam Panayotovic earlier. Conn Smythe Trophy, of course, the Rockies, the Knicks series, but mostly right off the top on the NFL and some futures bets and ideas. That front, that conversation next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.